Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
changing a tyre.
I could get through a few podcasts with my tyre change.
Nate, you changed your tyre today. Did you do that in silence or did you have like some music or a podcast?
Filming himself.
Yeah, I was filming myself and it was also pouring with rain. It's a long exercise for someone like me who's not overly mechanical.
But were you secretly stoked because you're like, yes, radio content?
Oh, yeah. You turn everything into content. You know what I mean? You turn everything into content. But also, I was actually secretly stoked that I got it on. Didn't even call my dad.
Have you changed a tyre before?
I have, but with assistance. So
he paid someone else to do it.
Yeah. So I called the NRMA and they...
I've never changed a tyre in my life.
Do you want me to teach you?
No.
That was the first
my dad tried to teach me once and I was like, I'll be honest, Dad, I'm not listening.
The first time I've changed a tyre maybe three times. The first time I left the car there for a day and went back with my dad and he showed me how to do it. Second time had Dad on FaceTime.
Yep.
This time,
Dad on FaceTime.
Only me, mate. Only me.
I got my wisdom teeth out in Brisbane and then we were driving the day of, we drove back to Gundawindi, where I'm from, and it's about a 4 or 5 hour drive.
Ooh.
And I was completely out of it because of the drugs, whatever they give you. And on the drive back, a tyre popped. Mum was driving. Mum can't really change the tyres. Also, she can't change the lug nuts because it's quite hard.
So, yeah, tight. Yeah.
And so I don't remember this. I changed the tyre.
High as a kite.
And so it was like, I think it was the next day, the day after, and Mum was telling someone. She was like, oh, yeah. And then we popped a tyre outside of Milmerran. And lucky Jimmy was there to change the tyre. And I went, what? Mum goes, yeah, you remember you changed the tyre? I go,
I thought I was still under.
Yeah, she goes, I did think maybe I shouldn't have got you to do it. You're quite out of it.
Oh, my.
You didn't know who I was. You're like, anyway, see you later. And apparently I started walking up the highway away from Mum. And she's like, no, no, I'm your mother. Come back to the car.
James, get in the car.
So that's my tyre-changing story.
No, that's good. Yeah. I mean, I did the same thing. I walked away from my car after I changed. I was like, oh, yours, guys.
Hopefully someone comes past.
Somebody fix it. I got it done, guys.
I'm proud of you.
Hour 30
I'm very
it took
impressed.
Me, which is a new record. So
what's the only one you've done?
Exactly. So brand new record.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Jimmy and Nate Show.
Oh, we love that. Just a little chilled Thursday, guys. It's a tasty little Thursday. Eat it up.
There's only just a little problem, Nath.
Yeah, what's that?
Because we like to kick things off. Thursday's our last show. We get Friday off and then we're back Saturday and Sunday morning. Yeah, we're the idiots that said yes to nights and morning.
We get one day off, guys. What are you complaining about?
But, Thursday nights we like to chill. We just like to relax. Look back the week it was. Have a bit of a yarn.
Kick your shoes up.
Yeah, kick your shoes up.
Up and off. Kick him up.
Kick your shoes up, guys.
Bang. Ah! See? And how relaxed do you feel?
But unfortunately, Abby Chatfield, who's on before us, who we love, was plugging us, and she was coming in with a bit of heat. This is what happened.
You did nice!
Didn't really match the...
No, it doesn't match the Thursday vibe.
The Thursday chill.
Can I hear it again?
You did nice!
She's very angry, isn't she? Is she okay?
Is she still here, Producer Grace? Is Abby still there? Can someone go get Abby? Can someone go get Abby, please? Come in here. Come in here. On. Because
she has a very interesting...
She's running in very quickly. Hi, Abs.
Hey, Abs.
I've got my Ugg boots on. What's going on?
Well, so, we kick things off Thursday with... You got a bit of jazz music there, no?
Yeah, we've got... Listen to this. So it's chill.
It's very chill.
It's not very chill. I think it's quite energetic. Oh. A bit of a fox trot.
Well, we do think you think that because this is the vibe we got from you.
Is it nice?
So that's what we got from you.
I love you, boys.
Oh, thank you.
No, we've only had a few weeks... together in studio because you over our little break you started right and I wasn't in the studio, so it's fun having friends in here afterwards. It's fun seeing your little faces, so I was just excited.
Little faces, our faces are very small.
We have tiny faces, big bodies.
Tiny faces, big bodies, big hearts, and big talent, baby.
See,
chookers.
Thank you, chookers.
Love you.
Can we get a live Jimmy Nate?
Oh yeah, can we get a super chilled
killer music?
Super chilled.
Jimmy and Nate.
That's hot.
Jimmy and Nate!
No! I thought we had it!
Jeez. My old heart.
Love you, Abby.
My heart's beating so fast.
Although she is chill. She does have her Uggies on. You know what I mean? So she is matching the vibe, which is good.
And Rowan,
Rowan, come in here. Come on. Come on, mate.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rowan.
Rowan, everybody. No, we don't clap on Thursday. It's chill.
No,
chill.
Get
on Thursday.
Get him up.
What are you doing?
Ro, we're just talking about the fact that Thursday's like a chill vibe.
Is that what you do?
But obviously you heard this.
Yeah.
So we just thought maybe you could try and match the vibe for us.
That vibe?
No, not that vibe. This vibe.
By the way.
Yeah.
Mm.
You now have a sting there for a long time.
Oh, we do.
And the money she normally charges for that is astronomical.
Wait, she charges us?
Yeah, expect the invoice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Is it true that you've got this job with Abby, but you're losing money? Because you've got to pay to hang out with her, to like be around her?
Yeah. Mate, the cash that comes out. By the way, I pay for everything when we go out. That's the thing. That's what people don't understand. Yeah. I'm paying
did
for
she,
everything.
Did she make Max go get dinner? Did I see that? Is that what happened?
Bro, the amount of stuff Max has bought us, when she walked, like if she was walking and there was like 10 grand out of her pocket, she'd keep walking.
Doesn't have
so much money.
Is it true that, yeah, like when she walks though, she drops 10,000, she makes 30,000 by the time it would go back.
Pick it up, she loses She's money. That's money. The thing. And poor Rowan, he sleeps here. That's why we've got him on air now, because he has to sleep in the studio.
You've seen those blankets outside Studio 5?
I have. They need to be cleaned, mate.
Nate's making a joke. The true story, Rowan actually rents off someone that works for the company.
I do, mate.
She gives him mates rates.
Cheaper. Kick the walls and shit.
Sorry, your walls are ruined.
Yeah, right, sorry,
well, well, Ray, we'll give you a chance to match the vibe. So give us a chill.
I'll give you some. Jimmy and Nath.
Oh, that was. Can Ro be our VO, guys? A lot cheaper than that.
Jimmy and Nath.
You're good.
Whoa.
Thank you. Yeah.
God, someone give this guy somewhere
Jimmy
to live.
Jimmy and
get out! Both of them!
Jeez.
Oh, we've got to just bring it back. All right, guys, on the
My
way.
My heart is going for pizza batter.
It's like I've had three extra coffees.
Oh.
And I said no to a pre-show coffee. Producer Grace did get the team coffees, but I was like, I don't need it. And I definitely didn't.
All right, guys, on the way for your 9 p.m. For your chills.
I don't feel like doing it now.
9 p.m. All right, guys, on the way for your 9 p.m. I've caused a citywide traffic issue. Going to tell you more about that very soon. Also, what special little skill could see you in the Hall of Fame? We'll do that soon. Harry Styles now, as it was, you got Jimmy and Nath.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nath, massive round of applause for Leighton Hewitt.
Oh, Mr. Hewitt himself. We love him.
Yes, he has been inducted into the Tennis Hall of Fame.
Oh,
isn't that wonderful?
You love that.
Yes, Hewitt is the... I should not even know why I'm leading with this, but here we go. This actually makes it less impressive. He's the 34th Australian to be inducted.
Way to water it down, bro.
Sorry, let's skip that. He's the first.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
That makes more sense.
Leighton, known for his come-ons.
Come
during...
on. Come on. Come on.
His come-ons during games. The two-time Grand Slam champion spent 80 weeks as the ATP world number one. Should have led with that. That's my fault.
That's the big one.
Shouldn't have kicked off with there's been 33 other people.
Was he 80 weeks?
80 weeks. He was the world number one.
Good on him.
When asked for one word to describe how he wanted to be remembered in tennis, Leighton Hewitt said competitor. Yeah. And I think that's how I remember him, Nath.
Yeah,
he always gave his all.
Well, that's the thing. And you could. I loved him because you could feel the emotion in the arena. When you Rod Laver Arena, center court, when you hear the, come on.
Come on.
He's two sets down and you hear the, come on, Producer Grace.
Wouldn't any tennis player be a competitor technically?
Yeah, but there's competitors and there's competitors. Yeah. Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Give us a come on.
Come on.
Leighton, the Adelaide boy, was the youngest ever. I don't know why I didn't leave with these facts. I'm sorry, guys. I really just didn't do it. The youngest ever ATP world number one.
Come on.
The youngest ever.
That's
he
huge.
Was 20 years old, 8 months and 26 days.
God, he's
20
superstar.
Years old, the number one.
I
it's
love
never
Leighton.
Been done since. Yeah. Roger, Rafa, Novaks.
He's better than all of them.
Well, I mean.
Yeah.
I got thinking, to celebrate Leighton being inducted in the Hall of Fame, I want to ask, on 131060, Australia, what Hall of Fame would you be inducted into? What is your thing? What is your special skill,
Yeah, it can be
talent?
As tiny or as big as you want.
Producer Grace, if you're going to be inducted into a Hall of Fame, what Hall of Fame would that be?
Look, this is a new skill, but I'm really enjoying it. Embroidery.
Yeah, and you are good at it. Can I add another one for Producer Grace?
Oh, for me, yeah.
Something you're phenomenal at is your organisation and colour coding.
Yeah, I think that's a facade for things being deeply unorganised in the rest of my life.
Yeah, but
I'll take it.
We're ignoring the rest of your life and what it's a cover for.
Thank you.
I'm talking about the calendar that you put together for the Jimmy Nash Show. Phenomenal.
Thank you.
Your handwriting.
I have good handwriting.
Yeah. Sorry, that's it.
Handwriting.
You're going into the handwriting. For those that don't know, Producer Grace has the best handwriting I've ever seen.
Phenomenal handwriting.
Yeah.
Writing on whiteboards.
Yeah. Oh. And left-handed, guys.
Left-handed.
Yeah.
Left-handed. So you're going to the Handwriting Hall of Fame. Nate, I have one for you, but okay. I'd love for you to... Do you have something that comes to mind for yourself?
I've got something, but I mean, I don't know because it's an actual sport and there are people who are a lot better at it than me, but I think I've got the surprise element of it because every time I do this, like I've got the surprise element Hall of Fame of this sport.
Mm-hmm.
Ten-pin bowling.
Oh, yeah.
You are quite good at ten-pin bowling.
Surprisingly good. Because you look at me and you go, he's probably not going to be that great at it. You know what I mean? I don't really have a 10-pin bowling body. bowling body. But then I get up there, and not many people know that, but Nanny Lynn, who we get on the show a lot, my nanny, phenomenal bowler. She competed, and she's taught me.
So I'm actually going to throw one at you, and Producer Grace, you probably don't know this as well about Nath, but I think this is Nath. You're going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You're not going to believe this. Nath, you're going to the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame for bed making.
I am a phenomenal bed maker.
You make your bed every day. I've never seen it not made, and you do a good job at it.
Well, can I just... the habit of bed making, but I haven't seen you make your bed beautifully. It's just done.
So, like, as in, like...
You've been bumped out of one Hall of Fame into another.
Not just, bed making, just doing it every day. I gave you three Hall of Fames, and you're trying to rip my time away.
Very wordy. You're going to the making it every day bed Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know what? And I'll take that. I'll take that. I mean, it's a lesser known one. It's like when you led with Leighton Hewitt's not so impressive facts.
And Nate, you are the 383rd person to go into making your bed every day.
That's awesome.
What about you? What do you guys think? I don't think of anything for myself.
The Whistling Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
very good at whistling.
Phenomenal whistler.
The Whistler Hall of Fame.
Give us a little tease.
Oh, wow.
Actually, no, I'm going to change it. Okay. You're in the McDonald's Whistling Hall of Fame.
McDonald's Whistling Hall of Fame, Thursday nights, the Jimmy and A Show Hall of Fame.
Awesome, mate. And there's only 300 people in that, so that's awesome. All right, 131060 Australia, jump on the phones right now. Here's your opportunity. What Hall of Fame should you be inducted to? This thing can be as big as you want or it can be tiny and insignificant. It doesn't matter because we're going to make it significant. We're going to put you in the official Jimmy and A Hall of Fame.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
It's brand new from Super High, British producers. They want to get out to Australia, don't they, Jim? It's called Told You So.
We've got a video coming on the way. Producer Trin doing a great job editing it, putting it together. Just a little hard because, you, I, and the boys swore about 300 times.
Yeah, made it hard work.
Just as many people who've been inducted into the Hall of Fame of making your bed every day.
Yes.
Yeah, look, we have asked on 1310cc, what Hall of Fame would you be inducted into? This is after massive round of applause, Nath, for Leighton Hewitt. He got inducted into the Tennis Hall of Fame.
Come on!
Over the week, he was the youngest ever ATP world number one at 20 years old, 8 months and 26 days. He spent 80 weeks as the ATP world number one. He won 2 Grand Slams.
Good on him. Very deserved, isn't he?
You know, I started wearing my hat backwards because Leighton Hewitt did.
I used to start saying, come on, in sports that had nothing to do with tennis.
100%.
I'd score a train rugby and be like, come on.
Handball at lunchtime.
Oh, come on. Yeah,
come on.
You passed the test at school. Come on. Roy, shut up.
Lining up for the tuck shot.
Come on!
Hurry up!
All right, so here's what we want to do. We want to find some people out there in Australia who deserve to be inducted into the Jimmy Nath Hall of Fame for absolutely anything.
Yep. All right. You've got some inspirational music?
Certainly do. Have a listen to this Hall of Fame music as we go to contestant number one from Mildura in Victoria. Hello, Jazz. How are you? We got you there.
Oh, hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
We're good, Jazz. Is there a Hall of Fame you should be inducted into?
Yes. So this is going to sound super, super weird, but I'm really good at mopping the floor.
It's not Jazz. Everyone has their skill, their thing, and mopping is yours.
Jazz, you heard what mine is. It's making
your
bed
every day.
But not well. It's just completing the act of making your bed.
Mine's just whistling, Jazz.
Okay, Jazz, tell us how good you are at mopping.
Okay, so, like, without putting tickets on myself, I've been, like, really into cleaning ever since I was younger.
Cool.
And my dad thought I was a maid in a past life.
A maid in a past life. You've been reincarnated as his daughter. Okay.
So, Jasmine, do you enjoy mopping?
Yeah, it's like therapy. Cleaning is free therapy for me. Yeah,
okay. See, so you're not just good at it, you love it. Because some people are good at some stuff and they don't love it.
You're so right, Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any chance, Jazz, you want to come over and mop our floors?
Oh, no, you know what? I've actually, if I go over to someone's house, like a close friend, obviously, not just some random.
Yeah.
But if I go over to my friend's house and I can see, like, it needs a bit of a helping hand, I do like to get involved.
Amazing. Okay, Jazz, let me do your deal. I'll make your bed. Not well, I'll just make it. You mop my floors.
Oh, done.
Done. See you on the weekend. Charlotte from Maitlands. Hi, Char.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Char. Is there a hall of fame we can induct you into? What are you really good at?
Yes, I'm really good at delivering pizzas.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Look, there is a trick to that because you don't want to get them over to one side of the box. You don't want too much of the topping touching the other side of the box. Mm. There's a real art to it.
Mm. Yeah, well, I'm actually standing at someone's door now talking to you guys, so I must be really good.
Can we be part of the delivery?
Can we experience this? Are you about to deliver a pizza?
Yeah, I've just got to get in the gate if you just want to stay on the line.
Yeah, we'll stay on the line. Put us on the loudspeaker. I want to hear the whole thing happen, okay?
Awesome. Cool.
Go ahead, Char.
Oops, hold on.
It's all right, mate. Take your time.
Okay, I'm just trying to get in the gate.
She's in the gate.
She's walking through. You have to talk it through for us, Char, because we can't say anything.
So I'm going to knock on the door.
It's a good door knock. Assuming we're waiting.
There's one for you. You have a good night. Oh, sorry. See you later. And we've completed the delivery.
Oh, wow. That was phenomenal.
You don't often get to hear a live delivery on the radio.
In fact, I don't remember the last time I've heard a live pizza delivery on the radio. And that, I'm going to say it right now. The best live pizza delivery ever delivered on Australian radio.
I thought you were going to say the best thing ever on radio.
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, I need to hear a few more.
Charlotte's still there.
Charlotte, phenomenal work. Yeah. You are officially inducted into the Pizza Hall of Fame. Okay? Hall of Fame. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, because you don't make the pizza. Okay, Charlotte, this is phenomenal. Okay, this is what I want to do. I'm going to go to news. I want to keep doing this. This is phenomenal. News, ads, what are we doing next? Who cares? Not this. So I'm going to go to...
Producer Grace, every time I look at... What are you
eating? Are you eating? Was every it Charlotte talking about pizza?
Sorry, they left some chips. The Hot Nights left some chips. They were testing them. I'm so sorry. That sounds great. I think we go to ads and a song next.
Okay. Exactly what I just said. All right. Well, when we come back, more inductions. Because I love this. Yeah. This is phenomenal. All right, stick around.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Thursday night, and Jim, we're continuing with Jimmy and Ace Hall of Fame. This is, of course, inducting people into Hall of Fame for things that they may not have been inducted for before. Maybe things that don't exist elsewhere.
Things they've never been inducted for. They've been inducted for other things.
Yeah.
But this is something
else. Well, that's the thing. Leighton Hewitt tried to call before and goes, guys, I'm in the Tennis Hall of Fame. We're like, bro.
Yeah, you've been inducted in that.
You've done that.
We're looking for people who haven't been
inducted. Exactly.
Sorry, Leighton. And probably our fault. We didn't set up well enough.
No, you're so right.
We are celebrating Leighton Hewitt, who has been inducted in the Tennis Hall of Fame. And as Nay said, we just want to find out the other people of Australia, the good people of Australia, what Hall of Fame would you be in?
So far, we've had mopping. We heard a live pizza delivery from someone who was just inducted into the Pizza Delivery Hall of Fame. Phenomenal. As we go to Shay from Wodonga. Hello, Shay. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how you going, guys?
We're good, Shay. What Hall of Fame should you be inducted into?
Cooking.
Cooking.
Cooking. Now, that's very broad.
Yeah. Cooking anything or something in particular? Yeah.
A roast. I cook a roast like I did. My nana did.
I love a nan roast.
So does that mean not only you, Shay, but your nan should also be inducted into the Cooking of Roast Hall of Fame?
Yeah, definitely.
We can absolutely do that. What was her name?
Her name was Ruby.
Ruby. Ruby and Shay. Put them both in. Yeah.
Do you get a lot of compliments on your roasting, Shay?
Yeah, I sure do. Yeah.
Is it every week thing? How often are you roasting?
Oh, yeah, every week. And then, you know, you've got to do the parboiled potato, so it's crispy on the outside, soft on the inside.
Oh, Shay.
I love a crunchy soft potato.
Shay.
How's your gravy situation, Shay?
The bomb. It's from the meat juices.
Oh,
I love meat juice.
I love meat juice more than anything else, Shay. Do you love a good meat juice?
Oh, I love it.
Mm, give me some of that meat juice.
Meat Shade. Juice Hall of Fame.
Oh, well, that's a separate thing. Do you want to be in two? Shay, do you want to be in the Roast Hall of Fame or the Meat Juice Hall of Fame or both?
Oh, both.
You're both in.
Both
well done, Shay. Phenomenal work. Meat Juice Hall of Fame. God, one of the top Halls of Fame.
Shay got two Hall of Fames. That's huge.
Samantha from Campbelltown. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Sam, is there a Hall of Fame that you would like to be inducted into?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
What's that?
I guess the Forgetful Hall of Fame, or maybe Alzheimer's Hall of Fame, something along those lines.
The Forgetful Hall of Fame. I feel like that's probably something that I might belong into as well, Jim, knowing that I often forget things.
What?
Yeah. Were you is that the Deaf Hall of Fame?
I'd be in the Need Glasses Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's true.
Samantha.
I want to work on these titles.
Samantha, what do you forget?
Pretty much everything. I can't even get a phone message to relay to anyone because I forget who it is or what their number is. Even if I write it down or I'll leave things out. I get lots of nicknames. I can just think of Nemo as one. No, not Nemo. Sorry, Dory.
Oh, well done.
You got your own
well
nickname.
Done. Okay, Sam.
Others, but I forget.
Sam, this is phenomenal. Okay, what we're going to do is, don't hang up yet. Jimmy and I are going to give you three words, all right? I need you to try and remember these. We're going to do another call, and we're going to come back. We'll only induct you if you don't remember those three words, but I want you to actually try.
I'll try to remember or forget. I don't know. Okay. We'll see how
it goes. Okay, my word is upside down.
Okay.
Wasn't that two words?
Two words. I'm making it even harder.
Okay, well, how many words am I giving?
As many as you want.
I'm giving you lawnmower.
Okay.
Okay.
They're the
okay.
words, Sam. We'll come back to you if you remember to stay on the phone.
No, she's just sitting there. Why am I on the phone?
Am I on hold?
What, did I call someone?
Naomi from Victoria. Hi, Naomi.
Hello. How are you?
We're good, Nee. Would you like to be in the Hall of Fame for something?
Yeah, I think I deserve it.
Yeah, what is for? It?
I can tie a knot with snake lollies in my mouth.
Oh. I mean, a very visual skill and hard to demonstrate on the radio, so we're taking your word for it.
I think we haven't made Shay cook a roast.
But what a great idea.
I think all of these we had to take their word for it.
But what a great idea. Okay.
Naomi, that is impressive. Is that you use that as a flirting technique as well?
Nah, I'm pretty shit when it comes to flirting.
you need to start
using that, mate.
Just carry some snakes in your handbag. You go to a date, you whip it out.
Oh, mate, you'll also be...
I'd probably choke on it because I'd be that embarrassed.
Don't choke on it.
No, I'll have to stop myself from saying meat juice again. All right, thank you, Naomi. You're in it. Well done. Congratulations.
What Hall of Fame is this?
She's in the top. Not meat juice. No, I mean, just to clarify, you're in the lolly tying with your tongue Hall of Fame, okay?
Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done. You're in there.
Samantha.
Sam, welcome back to the show. We got you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sam.
All right, what are the three words that Nathan and I gave you?
Oh, three. I only remember one. The upside down.
Upside.
I can't remember the other one. Upside down? Was that that's three words.
But upside down is two words. Oh, you're saying upside and down?
Upside. Oh, wait. No, yes, you're right. Yeah. So not only am I forgetful, I even forget what I'm supposed to
Sam, you're
remember.
Sam, you're in.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
But, Jim, we've already discussed this. And if you head to Instagram at Jimmy Nate, you can already see what's happened because... I've had a bit of a mare today, mate.
Certainly have.
Had a real serious mare today. And once again, it involves my car, the great and constantly failing 2008 Ford Fiesta.
Now,
something that continues to give.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Producer Grace, I believe last night on the show, we were just, what were we talking
about? The leaking.
The
leaking.
Yeah, why were we talking about that?
It was leaking in the rain. Were we talking about the rain?
No, we're talking about things that you should spend money on.
Yes, your car.
Yes, yeah. Now, this is the car that keeps on giving content to the show because of all the issues it's had. I mean, it stinks because there's mold in it, because it constantly leaks. There's an inoperable sunroof on it that doesn't work. Passenger door doesn't go down.
I've known you for like nearly 10 years. That sunroof, Grace, has never worked.
No, I don't remember it works.
Every time someone gets in the car, they go, oh, you've got a sunroof.
My favourite was the air. Aircon issue. Do you remember the aircon issue where
it was either one or four?
Yeah, aircon only worked on four, which means you could only get hot or cold. There was no
the worse.
And we'd be driving, and like, he'd have it on four, and then it'd like, get really hot in the car, so he'd turn it off. It get cold. Turn back.
Yeah, turn
off.
Also, then nothing.
Nath, you get like you're the hottest person.
I know.
You just.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So hot.
Look, here's the latest issue, guys. And if you haven't seen it, head to Instagram at Jimmy Nath. You can see all the action unfold because we're in Sydney at the moment, and I was driving over the Harbour Bridge.
Famous Australian landmark.
If you don't know what it is, Google it, guys. And this is the thing. The Fiesta, it hits a pothole. And straight away, you know you've done damage because straight away I can hear the fizz coming out of the left-hand passenger seat, the front passenger wheel, right?
How did that sound?
Like the aircon on full. Like that. And then the car is leaning to one side. So straight away, I slow right down going, I've definitely popped a tyre here.
Pop the hazards on.
But the thing is, I popped the hazards on. Yeah, I did, because I'm going 10 kilometres an hour. And people are always in a rush, particularly in Sydney.
You're on the bridge as well.
Absolutely. So I'm getting, there's honks. There's constant honks behind me the entire time. To the point where, Producer Grace, I think you were also driving over the bridge and you thought that I'd caused a citywide incident.
Well, yeah, we were driving across and one of the lanes was closed and the GPS was like, breakdown ahead.
Yeah.
Nath was the breakdown on Google Maps.
It may have been me. I don't know, because I didn't actually stop on the bridge. I rolled.
You were going 10 kilometres.
Yeah, I was going, which is arguably worse, because people were behind me the whole time instead of me pulling over. Anyway, I rolled off the bridge and got to the side where I then had to embark on the journey of changing the tyres. And as we know, my car doesn't have the easiest tyres to change because for some reason, and I realised that, I've got stupid custom wheels on a Ford Fiesta. This is the moment I realised that I have custom and wheels. Hey guys, Mechanic Nathan. For some reason my car has custom wheels on it, so I have to have a custom nut or a sneaky nut. Nope, not suitable for broadcast. Wasn't suitable for broadcast.
You said not suitable for broadcast, but then you chose to broadcast that on the show. You film like honestly, you film like 30 minutes of different videos.
And
you
I sent went with them that. To yeah, me. Absolutely.
Start doing a new rule where you have to play all the audio to me before we go on the show.
Pre-show meeting.
What are you guys playing tonight?
So I start the process of trying to undo the wheel. It took me an hour and a half in total. I did get there in the end, and three delivery trucks came past at one point. All of them saw me struggling, right, and they all tried to come out and ask for if I needed any help, but too proud. I was too proud. I wanted to achieve something myself. The worst bit, though, it started pouring down with rain, full-on pouring down with rain at one point. Hey, guys, it's just started pouring now. The wheel is not tight, but we surge on. This is just the wheel gods testing me. I can figure it out. Don't worry about it. We'll do it together. That lady is laughing at me. That's the thing. There's going to be haters out there. We can do this together. So it went from heaps of people trying to help to people going,
I've popped a sneaky nut.
Jimmy.
Would have been great if I did that in the audio.
That's suitable for broadcast.
So that people went from trying to help me to just laughing straight at me.
Yeah.
Going, because that was now in the rain. It was now quite comical. But, guys, I eventually got it done and I changed the wheel of the Ford Fiesta. Made it into work.
Don't lie to people, Nate. You left the car.
I got an Uber in and I've made it.
131060, can you go to Nate's car and change his wheel?
Here's what I want to ask. I want Australia to help me feel a little bit better here. Where did you break down? 131060, where did you break down? Because I feel like, Producer Grace, the Harbour Bridge, not the best place to break down.
No, it's not.
I was thinking about that today, though. Mm. And, you know, as Nate said, give us a call. Where did you break down? But then I thought, it's very picturesque. It's a very beautiful place to...
Sorry.
Grace is trying to get my attention.
No, not yours. No.
Sorry, Jim. You were saying some beautiful soliloquy there. Go on.
I was saying the Sydney Harbour Bridge is very picturesque.
It is.
And what a beautiful place to break down on, because you can look down at the Opera House.
No.
You can look up at the bridge and think, well,
I've screwed this up for everybody else. Get off, you idiot. All right, 131060, straight jump on the phones right now. Where did you break down? Where did you break down? We've got some Oscar Wiley vouchers to give away. Of course, Oscar Wiley provides fashionable, affordable eyewear for everyone. Get two pairs from $199. We've got $100 vouchers to give away. If you want one of those, where did you break down, guys? Where did your car break down? Make me feel better, Australia. I've had an absolute mare today. It's Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
See? How good's your whistling? One Republic. Oh, beautiful whistling, Jim. You got Jimmy Nath across the country. Just ask the question, Jim. So I'm just fading that down. 13. They're just blowing on the mic.
I'll let your air con.
When did your car break down? Where did it break down? 13 10 60 is the question we've just asked after I had an absolute mare today, Jim. I broke down on the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Caused a bit of an issue. 10 kilometres an hour I was going. And it was, I forgot to mention, it was during peak school pickup time as well. It was about 3.30, between 3.30 and 4 o'clock. So it wasn't
also, you've broken down on a lot of bridges. You've broken down on the Anzac Bridge, also in Sydney.
Anzac Bridge.
You've broken down the Tasman Bridge in Tassie.
Yep.
In Hobart. Mm-hmm. What is it with you and bridges?
I don't know. Maybe I'll see him and go, I can have a crack at this. And my car goes, I don't think you can.
You're like, you know, it'd be fun if I just stop here.
So here's what I want Australia to do. I want them to make me feel a bit better and let us know where you've broken down. Hopefully we get people who are as bad as me. Chris from Grafton, welcome to the show, Chris.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, bro. Where did you break down?
The Pacific Highway, Port Macquarie, Christmas time. Oh. Had the caravan on the back. Oh. 2-year-old and a 1-year-old screaming. The wife yelling at me, so... Yeah, good times.
What was the cause of the breakdown, Chris? You blow a tyre?
Nah, the old Hilux struggled to get up the hill.
She's pulling a bit, and she's just like, nah, not going to happen.
No, Chris, what happened? What was the resolution? How long were you waiting?
Oh, about an hour till the NRMA turned up, and they did what they did and got it going again. And yeah, it was a slow trip home after that.
And then that's the thing, Chris. It's just shame from then afterwards, isn't it?
Yep, and then I got there. You need to get a new ute. One day.
Yeah, well, that's what I cop all the time from people going, you need to get rid of your 2008 Ford Fiesta. But that's the thing. It's a challenge. And you've been with this car for a long time, Chris.
Yeah, that's right. I went, nah, it'll be right, babe. It'll be right.
She'll be fine.
So we're going again in a few weeks, so I'll let you know.
Give us a call. Please do, Chris. All right, Michael from Melbourne. G'day, Mike.
G'day, guys. How are we going?
We're good, bro. Where'd you break down?
Oh, this was terrible. Chadston Car Park, Boxing Day.
Oh, that would have taken days to get out.
Absolute nightmare. I don't want to remember it. I nearly broke up with my now fiance over it. Oh. We headed in, 1 bar petrol, did the shopping. On the way out, I thought we should be enough to get out. Course traffic on Boxing Day was terrible. Oh. And the car broke down in the car park on the exit heading out of Warrigal Road. Oh. And caused a disaster.
So what happened? How did you get out, Michael?
At the end of the time, I got 3 people behind me. I had a bunch of tradies that put the car in neutral and moved me on the side of the road. But it took about an hour and a half after a couple of cars in front and behind me just could not move. So...
The shopping centre on Boxing Day. Okay.
No, I won't be going to Chadston on Boxing Day again. I'm scarred for life.
No, I wouldn't, bro. But were they, did you cop any horns from people, any dirty looks?
Yeah, it was horns. It was, parents screaming, windows down. I just wanted to hide. I think I just wanted to get in the back seat and just roll over. It was terrible.
Oh, suddenly I'm feeling better.
Yeah, this is good. This is about making you feel better.
This is good because I managed to get off the Harbour Bridge, which is good. Belinda from Victoria.
Oh, I don't even know her.
Hi, Belle.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Belle. Where did you break down?
Well, I didn't, but we were following my grandmother's hearse the day of her funeral and the hearse broke down.
Oh, my God. The hearse.
Oh, no.
The hearse broke down.
So we all had to wait until they could... send out another hearse and...
You had to move the casket to another hearse.
Yes.
And they did... Where was it? Was this just in the middle of the road?
Belle. Heading towards the cemetery.
Oh, how long did this whole process take, Belle?
I actually can't remember, but we were in hysterics laughing because we knew that my nan would have just been absolutely... loving this.
Was it a stitch up for Nan? Was it Nan's last hurrah going, it was. I'm going to break down this hearse.
Yeah. Yep. She spoke to a white lady and said, get a flat halfway along the highway.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Now for something completely different.
Live from somewhere around Australia.
Most likely, they don't even know where.
It's your very own Jimmy. For a Thursday.
Yeah, that's right, Thursday night, plucking away at the week, Jim. We are Jimmy Nath. We are live with you around the country, Monday to Thursday, 9 to 11. But also, guys, we're back on the weekends, 7 till 9.
Yeah, yeah, last show for the week.
Yeah.
For like the week,
or
night,
our
day.
Our week.
Nights.
Yeah. Because Friday's still a day
yeah.
in a week.
Well, we're not on, though.
No, we're not. No. So, last day of our week.
Last day of, yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, technically, Saturday and Sunday, are they part of it? When does the week start?
Well, that's when does our week start? Do we take the normal generic week, or have
but
we created our own?
Some people think Sunday is the start of the week, and some people think Monday is the start of the week.
You're so right.
What do you think?
I think our week starts when we want it to start. You know what I mean?
That's the attitude.
Because I look at our week and go, I think our week starts on Saturday. And then it stops again because we're... Because we're off again the next week. I don't know, mate. It's confusing
hey,
time.
I mean, we're just talking car stuff. Your car broke down at Sydney Harbour Bridge today.
Yeah, still there if you've seen it. Sorry, boss.
you feel a lot better now. We chatted to people who've, you know, especially that last call, was it broke the hearse broke down.
Oh, as soon as we held... They had to get a new hearse out, get the casket out on the main road and put it in another one. All of a sudden, my flat on the Sydney Harbour Bridge feels a lot better.
Are you going to get rid of your car? It's had many breakdowns. We've spoken about the show. It's leaking. The electronics don't work.
Producer Grace, you're thinking that it's time to go too.
I have spent way too much money on this car, and it's not even worth the money you've put in.
Because you're going to have to buy a new tyre now, and that's going to cost you heaps.
Yeah, it's
this is
cost...
a car-tervention, and I think it's time
it's
to
go. It's a car-tervention. Time to go. Yeah, righto.
Can you give me some sad music?
I can do sad music. Here you go. How's that?
Nice. Producer Grace and myself, Jimmy, we love you very much.
Mm-hmm.
This is a car-tervention, and we think that it's time to let it go.
And I'm fine with that. Hyundai, if you're listening, I'd love a new one.
We'll mention a couple of brands. You don't want to miss out.
Yeah, Hyundai, Toyota, Ford.
You're not picky.
Not picky, mate.
Just want a new one.
The high brand guys, BMW, Lexus, Range Rover. You think that's a bit of a stretch, producer guys?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, I think a free car is... not. No.
Subaru, Saab, whatever.
Tesla. Do your bit for the environment.
Of course, I would love that.
Or would you scoot? Like a little Vespa?
I'm going to draw the line there.
Oh, Nath picks us up for a show, me and Grace on the back.
Jump on, guys, grab my waist.
You guys got your helmets?
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
The Kid Leroy, 1,000 Miles. Live across the country. Thursday night, you got Jimmy and Nate. Thanks for being a part of it, guys. And Jim, we need a moment here to appreciate the single people of Australia. And I'm going to give them a producer trial treat in the studio. And we're going to give them all a massive round of applause. Trin, this goes to you as well. Because, guys, a new study has revealed how much, on average, single Aussies are spending on dates each month. And this is astronomical. This is huge.
This is the average.
This is the average for all single Australians.
Average for all single...
yes. Sorry. Is there an echo in here? This is the average for... No, but that's good. I want to reinforce this.
Yeah. Because I feel like it's going to be big.
It is going to be big.
Wait, okay. Should we ask Trin? What do you reckon you spend a month on dates? Well, you're recently single, so...
Yeah, but
yeah,
it's too early. I wasn't off the market for long, so I still got vivid memories of the times that I went
to. How much do you reckon before we find out the... Do you know the number?
Interesting to know if you're over the average.
Yeah, so it's more just, it's so dependent. Sometimes you go out and I'm one of those people that I'm not like, oh, just hopefully he shouts. Like, I would never do that. Yeah. I'm always at least offered to at least go halves. So, look, if the guy's paying zero, but if I go halves, probably like $80 myself.
$80.
Is that per date or per month?
Oh, per date.
That's
sorry.
Per date. Okay, so how many dates do you reckon you're going on a month?
Like 30 days in September?
She's in demand.
Yeah, that's a compliment.
Maybe
everyone
like
wants
three
to date
dates.
You.
Three dates. Grace, what's that, 100, 200?
Oh, 80 times 3 is what, 1? Oh, my God, maths has escaped me.
240.
Thank you.
$240. Okay, the average for single Australians, $384.28.
Wow.
Huge.
I'm making bank.
Now, well done, Trent. You're saving money. Now, get this, guys. This is quadrupled since 2017, when it was only $153.93 per single Australian.
Trim, would you reckon restaurants and drinks and stuff cost more these days? I feel like they're getting expensive.
And also, like, things that you have to count into play, the travel there, like the Uber and stuff.
Yeah.
And then also these days, because you don't want to be that boring bitch that's like, am I allowed to say
bitch? Yeah, you can say bitch.
You can say bitch if you want.
I don't
want
to be that boring bitch that's like, oh, let's just go for drinks or let's just go and get dinner. And you kind of want to
do something fun.
But then fun and we live in Sydney, it's expensive.
Would you also say that putting on like a nice dress or buying something new, that's for date as well?
Oh my God, okay, yes. Also, I didn't even think about the beauty side to it. Yeah. Oh, God, hot damn.
Yeah.
Lash lift, eyebrows waxed.
Jeez.
Buying tan, topping that up. Body moisturizer, perfume. Even that, if you, also, if I charged my like salary for the amount of time that I spent getting ready as well, I spent a good 2 to 3 hours.
Time's money.
Yeah, time is money. Time is money. Jesus, yeah. Trini.
So make you feel better, Grace. You're off the market, locked up.
I know. We're all saving money here. Poor old Trini is hemorrhaging. Someone date this beautiful thing, please. Yeah,
you
phenomenal.
Have to pay if you're putting all that to what are the what, to be honest, Nath, we're the blokes here. We do nothing.
No, of course not.
Throw some jeans and a t-shirt.
And you know what? It's so disappointing.
We should pay for the date.
When I was dating, it's like, let's go for a walk. It's a lot cheaper, isn't it?
Oh, that was good in COVID. I was like, yeah, let's go for a walk. And then it was also just like way easier to be like, oh, I'm not vibing you. This walk's really quick. Let's walk around.
It's running.
This is Jimmy and Nate. Jimmy Goyle,
my brain. Live across the country, you got Jimmy and Nate.
Nathan, I need you to get the round of applause ready for a friend of the show, Australia's first two-time Big Brother champion, the world's first legally blind Big Brother winner, Australia's first female winner in 14 years since 2008, and we love her. We love her kids as well, Mia and Lucas, and she's always looking out for a cure for cystic fibrosis, something very close to our show. Please welcome to the show, Reggie Bird!
Reggie Bird! Reg, welcome back to the show. We absolutely adore every opportunity we get to talk to you. First things first, how are you? Are your feet back on earth now? Because I feel like you've just had a whirlwind last couple of weeks.
It's crazy, eh? It's been a crazy journey. Yes, feet firmly back on the ground, back to reality.
Wow.
Back to doing the mum things, looking after the kids.
Now, Reg, I don't know if you remember, we had a chat, I don't know, maybe it was a year or so, even a bit longer ago.
Might have been a year and a half ago, I reckon.
Yeah, we were just saying how much we love. We're going to play a bit of audio and then we're going to have a chat about it, okay? One of the times we had you on it. This is when we were doing Hobart Breakfast. This is a conversation we had. Would you do Big Brother again or any reality show? Would you
All-Stars.
Do anything else?
Oh, yeah. I was hoping like when Big Brother come back, they do an All-Stars.
We've got to get a petition. We need something to happen.
A petition to get you on the show, Reggie, because I can tell you now, Tassie would be behind you. What do you reckon?
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome to go back on.
Well, Reggie,
we're going to make it happen. Absolutely. We'll do everything we can, Reggie.
So, Reggie, that was April 2021. Do you remember that conversation?
Wow. I remember talking to you guys, but that's amazing. Oh, my God, I'm blown away by that.
I'm not going to lie. You owe us some of the winnings and anything you
Reggie,
get.
Some of that money we need, okay?
Oh, bless you.
Reggie, this isn't even on the show.
This is we're not just, even an interview,
we're
Reggie.
Just calling
we're
you
just calling up.
This is a shakedown. no, Reggie, that was the thing because
we're
I...
We're big fans.
We spoke about it. I remember when we spoke to you last, that when we watched you on the first season, we adored you so much and you were such a fan favourite. I mean, you absolutely cleaned up. And then to hear that you got to go on the show again, we were like, there is no way that Reggie Bird is not going to win Australia's hearts again, and we were right. You've done it again, Reggie.
Oh, I know. I'm just like, honestly, I'm still blown away by it all. When Sonia read my name out, I was absolutely shocked because I thought one of the boys were going to come along and take it out. I really thought Johnson may have took it out, and all the public may have went, oh, wow, Therese does have a heart. It's, you know.
Well, Reggie, you're saying you're surprised, but I just feel like everyone I chatted to, and obviously we've got a lot of, you know, friends and family back in Tassie, I just feel like everyone was really getting behind you. They really wanted you to win again.
Yeah, look, Tassie, honestly, they got behind me. I felt so much love from back home. Bless them all down there. They really did. In a lot of the comments and that I'd read, and they're like, oh, okay, Reggie, you know, we're from Tassie, we're behind you. So that was awesome. I felt the love from home.
Reggie, how different was it? Because obviously the format has changed. It's been tweaked with Big Brother now. Of course, it's not live the whole time. How has that format tweak impacted like being on the show and when it's getting filmed and you kind of you see it play out when you're out of the house? How does that feel?
It was bizarre. It was so weird just watching it all back, and I'll be crying on the couch and Lucas is going, "Man, what are you crying for?" And I'm going, "Oh, I remember when this happened." Yes, that was really it was really, really weird to watch it back. I do prefer the live format.
Yep.
Like get it done and over with and it's all live happening. This has been a long mental journey. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember the one thing that I missed is Big Brother up late. You know what I mean? All the raunchy stuff, Reggie. We want to see what happens, you know, when the sun goes down.
Uncut. Up late with Mike Goldman. Oh, yeah, they need to bring it back. They need all that back again. Even put it on, you know, live stream like they used to. You could watch it 24 hours a day on the internet.
Well, that's it. Reggie, was there any raunchy stuff that we missed out on? You would have been like, oh, that would have been perfect for Uncut Big Brother.
Not a lot of raunchy stuff happened. I mean, Sam and Drew were close to, like, having a go. but they had to get permission. they had to get permission if they wanted to do anything naughty.
Oh, really?
How does that work?
Well, no, like you could go in and ask Big Brother, "Can I please, you know, do a bit of hanky panky?" But
Big Brother, "Can I pot Sam?" And you have to tick a box.
And then by the time you do all that, the moment's gone.
Yeah, it really takes the sexiness out of it.
Unless you start hooking up in the room with Big Brother on the chair, and then you're going, "Hey, can we seal this deal?" Reggie, can I ask about the prize money? We really do love you, and you know, I think you're Australia's sweetheart, and it was such heartbreaking that first time when you won, because I know you got scammed out a lot of it. There was that TV producer and stuff. I mean, what are you going to do with the money this time?
This time I'm going to use this as a deposit to go towards trying to get me and the kids our own home.
Oh, nice.
So that's what I'm hoping that will happen. Yeah, and then I'll use the kids need braces on their teeth.
Oh, not cheap.
For school. So I'll get all that sorted for them, and the rest is just going to, I need to make it work that I still need to get a job.
Yeah.
I need a job.
Can we help? I mean, Reggie, we're all around Australia. What kind of job do you want? What can we help you with?
Well, like, I'd like just a job in radio or
TV. I mean, what about a third stint on Big Brother, Reggie?
Third, chuck me in again. Do an All Stars or do an All Winners.
Oh, winners from around the world.
No, only winners. No, this is perfect. What we can do is we can do a season of people who've won it twice. Now, I think you're the only one, Reggie. So you can win again, which would be perfect.
Imagine that. Do a winners one, a world winners, like an All Stars.
Reggie, what about any other TV shows? Was there any other TV show you'd love to go on or be part of?
Yeah, I'd love to do Gogglebox.
Oh, you'd be great on Gogglebox.
So good.
Gogglebox would be awesome. Travel guides. I'm a celebrity.
Yeah.
Anything.
Sounds like you're up for anything, Reg. Yeah.
I am. I'm really, because people love me and they want to see me on the screens. And since I'm not on there now, people are going, "Oh my God, we miss Reggie so much. We want to see her again."
Absolutely.
So, Nathan, we put that list together. We made you get on the last season of Big Brother. We'll put something together, get you on Gogglebox.
Yeah, wherever you want to go, Reggie, we'll make it happen.
We'll make it happen.
So, thank you.
Unless it doesn't, and don't blame us, okay? Reggie, look, we absolutely adore you. Congratulations. Another massive round of applause. Two-time winner of Big Brother Australia. You are Australia's sweetheart, Reggie Bird, and we are pleasured to be able to talk to you, okay? Thanks for being a part of it.
Oh, thank you so much for your support, guys. You've honestly been awesome.
Oh, thank you, Reggie.
Thank you.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Are you feeling lucky, punks? Go ahead. Get your fingers ready, boys. It's time for the Google Off.
Wow, wow, wow.
Here's how it works.
I give you a question. You need to Google as quickly as you can to find the answer. And the questions are about things that have either happened in the last week or we've talked about on the show.
I love
it's like
that.
A trip down memory lane, really.
It
isn't
is. It? Yeah. It is. This is my favorite thing we do in a week.
Did is you know it actually?
That? Yeah. So I love remembering things or learning things.
Yeah.
My two favorite things.
Our favorite thing we do in the week, and you're in charge of it, Grace, so don't ruin it for us.
A lot of pressure there. All right. Names are your buzzers. As soon as you've buzzed in, you need to take your fingers off your keyboards. You can scroll, but you cannot click, and it is best of three. Are we ready? Do we need to test buzzers?
Nafe.
Jimmy.
Yeah, it's all right. All right, question number one.
I don't need feedback on my buzzer, please.
I need new batteries.
We chatted on the show earlier this week about plans to ban petrol and diesel cars in the ACT by 2035. In the article that I think it was Jimmy brought to the show, there was a quote from the CEO of the Australian Automotive Dealer Association.
Jesus.
What is his name?
CEO Oz Automotive.
I don't know what. The CEO of Automotive what?
Well, you weren't listening.
Jimmy!
Nate.
James Wultman.
Yes!
I googled who's the CEO of Australia.
Who is the CEO of Australia?
Well, Scott Morrison, apparently.
Not anymore!
Oh, how about the picture I sent you guys today?
Dad ran into
Scott. No one reacted to.
My dad saw Scott Morrison at a cafe.
I liked it. I get a little love heart.
I didn't even think I did that.
No, I didn't get anything.
I did that. I definitely did that.
Yeah. I don't know what you want. What did you want me to say?
Did you just see the funny, the thing
the
next to it? There was
board.
A sign.
I didn't get it.
You didn't get it? It was about a lack of empathy.
This one's question number two.
Question number two.
Never said any girl stuff again.
Standing next to a sign that said CEO of Australia.
The UK is currently experiencing a heatwave with temperatures reaching upwards of 40 degrees. What is the hottest recorded temperature on Earth ever?
Oh, God, my headphones are stuck. I can't
reach
the keyboard.
You haven't even touched the keyboard,
Jimmy.
Though.
What?
Jimmy.
56.7 or 134 Fahrenheit.
Nailed it.
Bang.
Well done. All right, it's one apiece.
Did you Google it?
No, I got stuck. I couldn't reach the keyboard because my headphones got stuck to the chair.
And for bonus points, Jim, where was that?
Well, I can answer that.
California's Death Valley.
Ooh.
Another point for Jim.
Yep.
And then for another point, Jim, what year was it? Well, Jim, it was 1913.
Well done, bro.
Well done.
So this new earth heating up, that's not new then, is it?
Please be careful right now.
Yeah. Did you just see my
Jimmy's
picture of Scott Morrison?
Joking,
I'm doing
so
my
know.
Scott Morrison impression.
Oh, so you laugh at that, but not my photo.
All right, question number three. Whoever gets this one wins.
I love this. I love when it comes down to the third question. Your headphones? I don't need excuses from you, mate.
No, that's all right. I just want to make it even. You know,
you gave me that one. I gave you the first one.
Number three. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez got married over the weekend. Who designed the dress that J-Lo wore?
Jimmy.
Oh, you're on today. What have you got? Or are you not on today?
No, I can scroll, can't I?
You can scroll, you just cannot click.
I said, who designed J-Lo dress, Ben?
Ah. She's worn a lot of dresses, and a lot of them are quite famous too.
I've got all the time.
That's where our Google image was invented, the dress she wore at...
That's right.
Grammys, I think?
Maybe it was that green kind of tie-dye dress. Everyone went, I want to see a picture of that again.
I'm going to lock in.
I've got the answer, so...
You're going to have to take
don't
a stab.
Stress you
is
out.
It Alexander McQueen?
Oh, he's done it. Well done!
Well done!
When you say that was a stab, like that name was there somewhere.
No, it was there. Yeah, it was on the yes.
I was going to say, what a weird name to
Let
come
me
up
say,
with.
Okay, Alexander McQueen?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jim, this is great. Our good friends over at Google. They are finally, get this, road testing their new augmented reality glasses, guys. Now, we've heard, there's been little whispers, haven't there? There's been little whispers that these have been coming. But
well, you and I were chatting the other day, Ray-Ban, I don't know if you've seen this, Grace, they now release glasses with a little camera in them.
Ooh. Yeah.
So you can do two things. You can either set it up so that you touch the edge and it takes a photo. Or it's like very low res. Like, you know, like back in the day when you filmed on your flip phone?
Yeah.
It can do that, but I think for like 10 to 12 hours.
You film your whole day.
But why would you do that?
Oh, it'd be funny.
In case you're having a few too many.
Having an absolute belter, you know what I mean?
Oh, where to put my keys? Rewind.
100%. Oh, fast forward. Oh, slow down, you know?
Oh, who was I kissing? Slow motion.
Oh, dear.
Oh, turn up the res.
Remember when you paused like a VHS and there was lines across it?
Yeah.
I can't make it out. Who is it?
This is getting a bit Black Mirror. It's a bit scary. It's a bit too much for me.
It's a bit too much. Well, too much for me. Wait for this. Well,
no,
this.
No, that's.
You haven't even heard what they do yet.
The show's nearly finished. We can just stick around.
You can push on for 5 minutes, mate, before you go home. Have a day off. Okay, so when worn, these glasses, allegedly, they can translate any language in real time for the wearer. How impressive. Yeah, no, you're so right. Round of applause.
Okay.
How impressive is this?
It identifies the text and it shows you the text on your glass.
Yes. So, I was thinking you'd look at someone speaking a different language and then subtitles would come up. No?
I don't think that's it.
Okay. No. So no. How did you say?
You look at a word and it translates a word and shows you the word on your glasses.
What?
Okay, no. How does it work?
Grace is right.
Oh, yeah.
No way.
So when you speak, it gives you subtitles of those words for you.
That's even.
Another round of applause from Google. Yeah.
And for me for guessing that.
I know. Well done, Grace.
Thank
Professor.
You.
So the glasses are going to have in-lens displays, microphones and cameras that will not only allow for live language translation when somebody's speaking to you in another language, and you just set your home language, and be weird.
Default is Spanish.
No, English, Espanol. And also Google Maps navigation. So you can just put it into your, and it'll turn you, it won't turn your head for you, but it'll tell you where to go. So you don't have to look at your phone.
There's little lights on each side of your glasses that indicate.
Yeah. There is.
When you turn
and wipers on the front as well, which is impressive.
This is good, but the only thing is you need the other person to have it as well. You know what I mean? Like if I go to France and I'm wearing them,
oh, yeah,
and
I can
see what they're saying and I'm like, brilliant. And then I go, well, I can't speak French and you don't have the glasses. Yeah. So this is kind of...
No, but also it doesn't tell you how to respond say. Yeah.
And both people need the glasses for this to work.
Yeah, you're so right. So carry two pairs around with you if you're traveling overseas. But this is the thing. I feel like they're a bit behind the times. Old Google. Yeah, look, I know we've just gave them a round of applause and a couple of slow claps, but technically... That invention already exists because luckily here at the Jimmy and I show, Jimmy has glasses, but these aren't any glasses, producer Grace. I don't know if you knew this. They translate languages live. They do it.
Yep.
Grace, tell me you didn't Grace see this coming.
Grace is giving you the face of, this wasn't on the show plan.
Mm-hmm.
It is now. Jim, put your glasses on. Oh, they're already on. All right. I'm going to give you a sentence. Right?
Yeah.
A very short sentence in another language.
Okay.
Use those glasses that you have to translate it for me. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Here's the first one. Okay. I'll give you the language so you can set the language on your phone.
So, yeah. Phone? I thought it was glasses.
Oh, yeah. Glasses, phone. Whatever. German is the language.
Yep. Selected.
Guten Abend.
Good afternoon.
Good night, but I'll give it to you.
No, don't give me. How many of these you got?
15.
You can't give me feedback after each bit.
All right, I won't give you that. Okay. Here's the second one. So you're none from one.
Oh, that was it. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, that's it. It's Spanish, the language.
Yep.
Buenas noches.
Hello.
No.
What are you giving me? What are you looking at me like that for?
Well, everyone knows that Spanish and hello is hola.
Obviously, I didn't.
Oh, sorry. Have you got the contact lenses in?
All right. Well, Grace can have a go at the third one.
Okay, here's the third one.
Miss Know-It-All.
Yeah, put on your glasses. Italian.
All right.
Buona serata.
Beautiful lunch.
Jim?
Beautiful lady.
Both wrong. It was also good night.
Oh, okay.
Give me another one.
Here's the fourth one.
Yep. You do have 15.
It's Dutch. This is Dutch. Hello. That wasn't it. That was just me doing Dutch. Goedavond.
Good afternoon.
Grace?
Oh,
give you a hint.
Good afternoon.
I'll give you a hint. The last three were good night.
Oh, good night.
No, it's good afternoon, guys. Oh.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay. Because you could hear it all here.
You got Jimmy and Nate. Remember, guys, we are back on the weekend, 7 to 9 a.m. But until then, Jim, wrapping it up.
Yeah, we're changing up the show rating. Nate, you're in charge.
I'm in charge.
Yep.
Okay, everyone, one thing, one rating. Okay, one thing and why.
Throw to people.
Trial trend. One thing and why. What do you got for us out of 10?
The person that was inducted into wants to be inducted into the Roast Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also the Meat Juice Hall of Fame.
Meat Juice. Thanks to her, I give our show a solid 9.1.
Yeah, 9.1 out of 10. Jim, what do you got for us?
I'm going to give it a 8.2 out of 10.
Have we always done decimals?
No, we haven't. Sorry.
Trin brought it, and I've been inspired.
And you know what? It's fine.
It's nice.
I'm allowed to play on.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
8.2 out of 10 because the main reason is your attitude. For someone who broke down today, you had a real chipper attitude.
Why does this feel like I'm getting hammered here?
You were too chipper
for breaking down.
Look, if you see the video on the socials, that Jimmy Nath, he was very happy for a man that just caused a major traffic jam.
Well, somebody had to be happy, didn't they? Because the others weren't. Producer Grace, what do you got?
I'm going to give it a 9.4 because I really enjoyed the call from Belinda, who unfortunately the hearse at her grandmother's funeral broke down. Yeah. And I really felt for her, but it was a fun story.
Yeah. It's also why, I mean, for all those people who called through, I'm going to give it a solid 9.3 repeater out of 10. Because
you're
all
just being silly.
Well, that's too far. For all the people that called through just to make me feel a little bit better. Because
that's
all those
not what, that's not what they would do.
That, well, that was the outcome, wasn't it?
Adios, Australia.
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate, grab them on Listener. That's where you get the podcast. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.